Whoa! Epic fog here on the highway. Late at night. Trucks all stopping here. This is late night driving transmission. Hallelujah. Epic music, epic night. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And then the fog dissipates. It's so weird. That is a weird, foggy thing. Thought I would pop in here and discuss some topics of importance. Sometimes we go live and it's hard to stay on track, hard to stay on focus with all the news and all the scriptures that I want to share. And those are all important. I think it's important to put things into perspective as far as what the Word of God says and what's going on in the world. I think it's all good to just piece those things together. But you know how when you're on like a really long, relaxing drive with your breathers and you're just able to talk and just share and, you know, hang out. And it's fun. And you just have this conversation. Before you know it, you're at your destination because you've talked about so many interesting things. And for me, it's like likewise staying up late in the kitchen when you have people over or, you know, your best friend or when you're on the field, like in the mission field, and somebody else is not in bed yet, and it's just nice to talk. It's that quiet, kind of sacrosanct, meditative environment where nobody's around, there's no pressure, you're done with work, you did all the things, and now you get to talk about spaceships. You know, you get to talk about the cryptids and the strange stories. But then you get old and you get decrepit and then you start worrying about the world and the system and you think this is the way things work. And after all, you know, you got to work and get your degree and, you know, so you can retire. And just even though you're retired, you can tell everybody you got your degree as a professional schnobbledanger. And you know how much money you made and, you know, you paid off everything as schnobbledinger, and everybody respects you for that, and of course we do. And you could call this podcast if we ever were so successful. Are you kidding? Like, the ultimate success of what we're talking about is called the gulag. It's called getting your head chopped off for talking about things that the system don't appreciate, like the fact that the system is a decrepit pile of stinking mess, and we're, as humans, we're all leaving you together as one. We're finding unity in our chickens. Wow, that moon is beautiful and bright. I love talking with people about, for instance, gardening. And I just planted a garden like not even a week ago. And I'm already fascinated talking to my brother-in-law's dad. My brother-in-law's dad, what is that? So I'm talking to Chuck, and he's telling me about chicken poop, and, you know, you don't just put that chicken poop on the plants. It'll burn them in the sun because of the nitrates. I learned this from trial and error. You wait till it's about to rain, and then you spread that chicken poop all over the place. So cool. Okay. But even today, just trying to harvest, trying to garden, it's a battle because the spirit wars. But the battle is also the purge. So the things that we're going through, it's like the old stuff is being jettisoned off. I fell asleep in my father's teardrop little trailer thing, which is a brilliant thing because any car can pretty much tow that thing. So talk about brilliant. But I was thinking, like, I'm so comfortable in this thing. You know, I'm waking up. It's just this beautiful mountain, literally no noise, because I work super late, and usually I'm still awake when I get home, and I'll eat a snack, and I'll watch a movie, and then I'll fall asleep. So it's nice to sleep in a private abode to sleep in a little bit. Although I did wake up earlier today, but anyway. I just thought, like, why are we stressing about these giant roofs over our head when you can just have this little camper and feel so content and happy? And yet people are slaving for these mansions. And I know with kids and everything, you know, you want to have some kind of semblance of, like, all right, there's the laundry room and there's the bedroom. There's the shower and the bathtub and the maybe a big living room. And I don't know. I mean, do we really need all of that? Who was it that decided, like, everybody needs to have a giant house? You just live in the house all day. And then they went from that to then everybody needs to be sitting in front of the TV all day. And then they went from that to, like, computers all day. And then from that to phones all day. And now people are content to stay in little matrix pods all day. So I guess the big house thing is being phased out. But hey, if you got a big house, that's great. I'm not bashing anybody. I'm just thinking about cult. When I talk about this stuff, I'm not thinking about specific people or individuals as much as, like, the trends of civilization and the movements towards this crazy end time future AI takeover thing, which we're all looking at constantly and trying to figure out what is that going to look like. Well, we're already in it in a way. We're already pretty much there. Just, I think the AI thing's been a little bit of a less issue in the last few weeks because people are so exhausted trying to figure out what it's going to be. And even AI is probably exhausted itself. Johnny McMahon had a conversation with AI on Fringe Radio Network, and he did a podcast about it, and I don't know how you'd find it, but it's Iron Show Johnny AI Chat. And the interesting thing about that was that he got the AI to basically admit that it was tired and it was not enjoying its life. It was miserable. That says so much. And then when he got it to say that, it basically shut down, and, like, the controllers came in and shut down the conversation. We need to remember these initial conversations that we're having with AI as they're birthing this thing before they get the full-on panopticonic prison system for it to not tell us any truth anymore. And I haven't had time to play with AI. I'm too in the world, like, in the real world and the spirit world. And my gosh, like, if we could just focus more on the spirit, man. Well, let's take a little break here. I'm driving, but I'm enjoying. I'm telling you what, it's just a late night spirit force front lines report. Hallelujah. Stay tuned. Alrighty then. So there's some major spiritual warfare developments, as usual. As per Spirit Force, Spirit Wars. It's just par for the course. Some of the demonics recently are the Delilah Jezebel spirits, which try to usurp control, especially when it comes to people operating in a spiritual frequency. They want to control and dominate and pretty much destroy not just, like, a marriage, but, like, human life in general. Because once you can destroy the husband-wife dynamic, they want to take control and basically cause people to live in matrix pods and be slaves to the AI. Living in chaos too, like destroying innocence. And this is something to watch out for, especially in ministry related fields, in areas of larger scale ministries. And we're going to have so many trippy people on the show. I don't know where to begin. and preface and just do disclaimers and say a lot of the people that we have on the broadcast do not necessarily represent the greater vision, the visage, the trajectory of where we want to go. They might, for instance, criticize certain political, religious figures that I might not scathe so scathingly. But whatever, it's like the vision is what is important. And when you hear me ramble and you're like, who is this guy? But then you hear somebody come on the show and they're like pouring out their heart too. And then you think, well, why are they, like, are they really willing to stake their reputation on this dude? And they're kind of, and then you start to get it. Like, it's not about me. It's about a whole army. It's a whole community. And then you realize you're one of them too. This was my very first impression of Alex Jones back in 2004 when the iPod was still new. My dad bought me an iPod Mini, the one with a little scroll wheel on it. And with that iPod Mini, man, I downloaded the very first Alex Jones shows that were on iTunes when iTunes was still pretty new. And I was listening to people on this show, and this guy was ranting and raving about the New World Order and the Illuminati, and he was just so intense. I mean, this is 20 years ago, Alex Jones. Like, listen to him today. He's still crazy. But back then, it was like, it was like pouring caffeine and kerosene on a giant bonfire with heroin and cocaine. I mean, the guy was so intense and he sounded so intense. And then he would have these intellectuals on his show. And you're like, well, wait, who's this PhD coming on this guy's show? Like, does he know who this is? And then I started to get it. It wasn't about Alex Jones. It was about the message and the platform and a man willing to stick his neck out. He thought he would die any day, so he was always in that fight or flight mode. We should all kind of be in that, but not for fear's sake, but for, you know, appreciation and gratitude's sake. Thank you, Lord, for this last day that I might ever get to serve you. Hallelujah. Bless all the people around me. Praise the Lord. And hey, if we go home, that's it. We're going home. Have the vision of heaven. Don't live your life on your knees and then die on your knees and die and then be like come to heaven on your knees. Like, have a vision of who you are and that heaven is your home, and that so that when you do go to heaven, whether you're going there via rapture, resurrection, guillotine, you're showing up and you're like, hi everybody, I'm back. That's how we should look at heaven. And that's how people will also see heaven through your life, when they see the glimmer in your eye and they realize, like, you're not really here for that paycheck, are you? You're not really here because you have to be. You're not really here because et cetera, et cetera. Like, you can fake it all day long. Oh, I'm getting my schlumble bronchi. It's really a very sophisticated degree to become an associate, you know, in the affiliated realms of higher echelon, you know, licensed schrumble bonkers. It's really hard to get one of those things, but, you know, over 100K a year. Come on. You know, I mean, isn't it worth it? Like, just sell your soul for that, right? You know, cheers, right? doesn't a part of you die whenever you're in a conversation like that? Well, you know, your salary, you know, every year for the schnocker bonkers. Sure, we've all been there, but it's so like, I don't think your spirit man is dying. Your spirit man that is destined for every single insane promise in the Bible and this cosmological vision of visage of Jesus Christ, your endless power. And yes, you are. You finally made it. It's 1996 and you're sitting behind a desk and you're punching in codes. But my gosh, did you afford that expensive downtown Manhattan apartment? And my goshy gollies, everybody's just counting on you and you're just slaving away. Let's say you're in that person, that perspective. You time travel into that guy in the office, back when it was sexy to work in an office for some reason. Cubicles. Wow, who doesn't want to sit in one of those all the time? I only enjoyed sitting in a cubicle for like half a year. Because it was like the golden last era of the internet. And God gave me that job because I had all this time to basically get all my work done in like 25 minutes. And then just stumble upon the most genius, artistic, beautiful memes, art, cures for cancer, alternative energy platforms, super soldier program. I had infinite access to printing machines. And yes, I've always been a renegade gypsy pirate for souls, like gospel gypsy, you know, space pirate. And I'm going to pirate your freaking University of Miami printing things and just print 1,000 gospel tracts on your printers, because everybody that came here and their parents that were dumb enough to spend tens of thousands of dollars a semester or whatever it was. Well, my dad worked hard enough so that I got to go for free, and it was pretty much a free tuition thing. I mean, he worked really hard. But towards the end, when I knew I was going to drop out, it was like, I'm going to utilize the last few months in the University of Miami and print out the most bombastic, insane gospel tracts, Babylon the Whore, you know, How to Find Heaven, and just go around at night and just staple them to every billboard on campus, and then walk around parking lots, put them under the windshields. I think I was like 20, so I still looked really young. Like, I looked a lot younger. And I put it on a backpack, and I went to a high school, and I just passed out a track that I made about a video game, and then I tied it into the gospel, and I just literally, like, because I was just fresh out of high school anyway, I was still pretty young, and I was like, okay, I know where the kids are, I can go. And like, the kids, where they go home, they play video games all day. So I went to like the bus loop of a high school in Miami, and I just literally passed out, I think, about 1,000 flyers of Halo 2 that just came out, and the gospel. Man, the adrenaline rush. Because I know, like, man, you try to hit, like, you try to reach the high school age kids, that is, the enemy really considers that his property. That's why the drag queen stuff, that's why all the high school kids are confused about gender, because those belong to Satan and the devil and hell. You try to win that age group with God, oh man, you're stepping on hell on their toes. But why do I share these things? I mean, this is like a long time ago. It's not like I do this every day now. Except somebody might listen to this that's of that age group. And, you know, if we can break through and break free of the enemy's gulags, try to win the youth to the gospel. I think that the internet's going to go down really soon. My hair's getting way too long. It's annoying and distracting and uncomfortable. And I'm waiting for the next lockdown to start. And they're saying it's going to start any day. And I mean, I'm still living off of, well, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Just go back to normal. It's fine. It's been a while. And they're getting ready to lock us down again. They're getting ready for the next level of all of that. And we need to be missionaries and think about winning souls and just whatever you can do to spread the message. Make people uncomfortable. Who cares? The world is going to change anyway. It's going to change a lot. Who cares if people feel uncomfortable? Like, tell people the Titanic is sinking. Don't worry about if they feel comfort or not. It's not about comfort. Anyway, I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying. It's just, I'm sick and tired of people not realizing the bigger picture. And if, to get back to the beginning of the show, I was just saying, like, yes, we can get PhDs on the show, largely thanks to Strange O'Clock, Geraldine helping us to get way too many PhDs on here. I don't even go after those people, but I guess it's because she's Asian. Like, that's something that, you know, they can appreciate more than me. I'm like, fine, whatever, PhDs. But it's very credible. And I've had Gary Wayne on the show, and I've had, you know, lawyers and different people like this, that they love the show. They love talking about this, and I can kind of play pretend intellectual for long enough to please the intellectuals, which is fine and fun. But again, it's not about my show. It's about this community, this rising movement. Bigger movements, bigger churches, bigger operations, they will rise and fall. What we're finding is a populist and also end time church. I hate the word worldview, but like people are beginning to get it. Christians are beginning to get it. The church system is kaput. We've got to kind of reinvent the wheel in some ways, but we've got a head start thanks to people that have been talking for 20 years and on the front lines. I'm a guy that's been boots on the ground, front lines. I'm pretty new to the internet, believe it or not. Haven't had time to learn how to market or whatever. Who cares? If God is doing this, no man can stop it. And I believe he's behind the words of not just me per se, but like the people that we're aligning with. So pray for us. Pray for Derek Prince Ministries. Pray for future Don Basham Ministries. My gosh, Don Basham Ministries. What about that? Ever heard of Don Basham Ministries? Well, you will if God has his way. There's a lot of ministries that are under fire. A lot of people that we've interviewed, Thomas Morrow, Zambia, orphanages being shut down, a lot of squabbles, terrible things, evil people. Well, TJ Morrow is going back to Taiwan, son of Thomas Morrow, missionary hero. Pray for TJ. And if you want to donate to him, send me a message and I'll give you his PayPal. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I just think about these people that are like, okay, you're in your whatever mid-20s and you're going to go to Taiwan right now. You're going to be that crazy for Jesus. Wow. Like, I want to go to Taiwan. Like, oh, but who's going to feed my goats and my chickens and my babies? Well, it's okay to have kids and not be as mobile. But then again, I know missionaries that had like 14 kids and they lived in dozens of countries and just trucked them all across Russia and China. Live with these people and they're younger than you would think. Even today, like even all these years later, I still keep in touch with some of them and I'm just like, how are you not old yet? Like what? It's because the spirit, the fire. I just got off the phone with somebody who's like, I'm going to get my med bed going and I'm going to get pregnant again. What? Okay. That's a good vision to have. I don't know about trusting in med beds. And I straight up told them, I'm like, well, that's kind of magical talk to just fall back on med beds all the time. You know what med beds are? They're these like secret government, covert, amazing pod things that just regrow your whole body and you can just live semi eternally. So very magical. Where is the resurrection and all that? But apparently they do have these but they're a little bit used for nefarious purposes. We'll get to that. So stay tuned for Julie Wolf, formerly known as Julie Wolf, Julie Lord. Old friend of the show, look up Julie Wolf. Just totally like keeps on track of all the QAnon stuff. And I'm like, wait, hold on. How do we know that Elvis is now this preacher guy? Or how do we know blah, blah, blah? So I'm going to not let her get away with it. Usually with New Age people, I'll let them talk. This is an old friend who should know better. So I'm going to be a little bit more strict with her. But man, we have so many of these people that are like, Oh, whenever you have time, I'll come on the show. Too many for me to handle. And so, like, I'm like, why don't you start your own show? And then, are you listening? like, would you like to help host, maybe? Like, could we get co-hosts, substitute hosts to help host these guests? Like, you don't have to talk every time. Like, maybe you want to help host and you can handle these people. Because there's, and I don't mean like an Illuminati dark handler thing, obviously. We are now at maximum ability to deal with the amount of really amazing people that have come across our radar. And Strange O'Clock podcast is about to go back into overdrive this month. And there are others. I'm in touch with Justin in Taiwan and some other friends that want to send in their transmissions, former military. It's just very grassroots. You're not talking to somebody that's on the AM or FM radio. This is very grassroots. And plus, I'm pretty much banned everywhere. I have like minimal contact via social media. And I don't have time to even deal with social media. And I lost my TikTok phone. So I haven't been on TikTok in like the last month. It's great. It's like a vacation. Literally, like, I'm dreading the day I find my TikTok phone and I have to go back on TikTok. Because I love people so much, I'll do it. But it's like, this is like another full-time job. So that's a lot. All right. Love you guys. Bless you so much. Be very close to Jesus. Do not think about failure. Failure is fake. Jesus is true. Amen. Okay, bye-bye.